mobilized eastern Ukraine, it's been the pro-Russian separatists who are encouraged by Russia, financed by Russia, trained by Russia, supplied by Russia, and armed by Russia. And the Russian forces that have now moved into Ukraine are not on a humanitarian or peacekeeping mission. They are Russian combat forces with Russian weapons in Russian tanks.
That's President Obama,
yeah,
Professor Stephen Cohen.
It certainly is Professor Obama. President Obama, look, here's the underlying problem. What Obama just said implies, if not asserts, that if it wasn't for Russia, Ukraine would be stable, that Russia's destabilized Ukraine. No serious person would believe that to be the case. Ukraine is in the throes of a civil war, which was precipitated by the political crisis that occurred in Ukraine last November and then this February, when the elected president of Ukraine was overthrown by a street mob. And that set off a civil war, primarily between the West, including Kiev, and the East. But not only. There's a central Ukraine that's here and there. The civil war then became, as I said it would or might when we first start talking earlier this year, a proxy war between the United States and Russia. Now, it's absolutely true that Russia has made the destabilization of Ukraine worse. It's also absolutely true that the United States has contributed to the destabilization of Ukraine. But if tomorrow the United States would go away and Russia would go away, Ukraine would still be in a civil war. And we know what civil wars are. We had one in our country. Russia had one. There were many civil wars around the world in the 20th century and elsewhere today. The point is, the only way you can end a civil war, either one side completely conquers and the other side gives up, as happened with the Confederacy in the United States, or there's a stalemate, or somebody says enough killing, because these are brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, they're part of the same family, and you negotiate. So we will see later today, perhaps, or tomorrow, whether this ceasefire comes and if it holds. Now, negotiating a civil war is terribly complex.